Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone? It's Eli here with the penultimate episode from our run at the 2022 Hamilton Fringe Festival with Carter Siddle. You can hear more of him on our show, The End of Time and Other Bothers.
Science fiction!
So you may recognize Carter's voice from a number of shows, including Alva Salix, but also The End of Time and Other Bothers, which is a for a variety of suggestions to help build the character that Carter is going to play with us on the planet today. So the first thing I want to know is how long has Carter's character been on the planet?
1 minute.
Oh! Yes! It's like Star Trek transporter technology. So 1 minute.
1 minute, just got here, don't know the neighborhood.
Just a little baby planet. And then what is the physicality that his character might have? Like, is he made of mist? Is he made of tentacle monsters?
Is he made of tentacle monsters?
Yeah, you know, lots of monsters made of tentacles built on top of another to build a rat king of tentacle monsters.
Okay. He's full of electricity.
He's a ball of electricity?
He's full of electricity.
Oh, okay. I like it.
All right. Near the neighborhood, full of electricity.
I love it. And then, what is a quirk?
Or
a
super high-pitched voice.
Do I have that already?
That's coming from my gig there, Hugh. Okay. Beatrix is fine with it, isn't it? Super high voice. I love it. And what's one more? Personality or quirk?
He changes colors when he feels different things.
Oh. I love it.
Due to my electricity.
Yeah.
You'll work it all together.
And last two things. Carter, what are your pronouns for this character?
He is a he, him.
He, him. Okay. Him. And what is the name of this character?
Borg?
Can we call him Florg for Okay, so can you tell us one more time, just wrap up about Florg?
Okay, so Florg's new to the area. He doesn't have a map, you know, he doesn't quite know the area. And he's full of electricity, which changes color depending upon his mood. And he has a high-pitched voice. And let's go!
Over here!
Before we start recording when we're in studio is we come up with a title that is our prompt for the evening. So like the one where Beatrix gets electrocuted the one where Bob kills them all with an egg.
Sorry.
So to tell you what I have a suggestion, it can be as generic as the one where they all hug, the one where they all eat meatballs, that kind of thing.
The one where they can't give good directions.
No.
Don't take one from Howie, whatever you do.
He's not a plant, we don't know him. But yes, okay, great. So the one where they can't give good directions. That is awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for coming to Civilized Live. We'll see you in a minute with this actual episode, Halftime. We'll come up with something different. All right, folks, we'll see you in a minute. Thank you so much.
Beatrix, it doesn't look anything like the box.
It's shapely.
Why are we hiking at 5 a.m.?
Because, Bob, we're trying to find a remedy to make Bartholomew feel better.
Oh, right.
Okay,
can't we do that at, like, noon?
No! He feels sick now, we make him not sick now.
Okay. Yeah, Bob, put a little pep in your step. Come on. It's just to help a friend out, and there's no nobler deed in life than helping a friend.
Plus, you know, the pods have been on the fritz, so we don't really know what it'll come back as.
What do you mean, come back as?
Nothing. Yes, it's fine. So
Wait. Is Barty dying?
No!
Hi!
I didn't know there were pods out here.
Hi!
That's our communicators.
Hello?
Someone back at the base?
Hi!
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 Hi, hello!
Hello!
Hi, I'm Al, hi!
Hi, Al!
I love this.
Al, can you tell us what you see back at base?
Al's with us.
Yeah, I'm just speaking into the communicator and I'm being polite by responding to someone.
Hi!
Well, if we weren't out here at 5 a.m. on a march, we could be back at base and dealing with this.
We could do this all day. Hello!
Hello! Hi!
Hello!
I hear others, but I don't know what's happening.
They're quite rude, and I'm sort of like the nice guy around here.
Oh, I found the nice guy! That's good!
I'm going to be honest, the other two can get kind of off the rails sometimes, so it's good that you're talking to me first.
Oh, that's good. Introductions and whatnot. I've got some bad news!
Oh, no!
There's a ship orbiting this planet!
Oh, that's terrible! Or good? Is it maybe good, though?
Well, no!
Oh, no!
I'm just gonna interject here. First of all...
Hi!
Hello!
Hello!
Hi.
Sorry, it's very addictive.
Hi!
What's your name?
My name's Floor.
Hi, Floor. I'm Bob. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
Oh, he seems very nice. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just wait. I promise it'll take a turn.
I think you're up, Beatrix.
I feel attacked right now.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Okay, everybody, it's lucky we've only taken 15 steps from the base. We should probably just turn around. And go back inside. That's why I didn't see Albeda. I was still back inside. I just fooled the map. I guess a sick Bartholomew can wait. Let's go
Finally. Back
inside and find the stranger that's emerged from our pods.
Cut to the pod room.
I'm sorry, are you sick?
Oh, no, I'm not the one that's sick, but it's kind of going around out here.
Oh.
Be careful if I be in even this room. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, we have gotten ahead of ourselves here. Who are you?
I'm Florg!
He's Florg! I feel like I've known him my whole life, honestly! There's just something about, like, the tones of our voices and how we kind of play off of each other. It's really uncanny!
Some people find my voice grating and irritating!
Your voice is like a thousand angels singing me to sleep! I love it!
Oh, no! Real bright.
Oh, sorry.
I brought tea.
Thank you.
Now, I've noticed that you are quite energetic.
Yes.
And very helpful.
I'm up all most of the time.
And what happens when you're down?
I turn a darker color.
Oh. Well, we'll make sure to keep you bright and happy, Florg.
Wait,
thank you.
Allie, I think you should get a little bit away from him. Your buttons are lighting up pretty intensely right now.
I know, it feels like good, kind of. No, yeah.
Your hair is standing straight up in the air, Beatrix.
It's the humidity. Wait. Oh. Oh, good. Why? There's electricity going between my fingers.
That's probably me.
My tray is now attached to your watch. It's like magnetic or something.
Ow, now it's on my face. Get that tray on my face, Bob. What was that all about?
Well, I don't know. Well, it's actually sort of...
Is there anyone else I can talk to?
Okay. Florb.
Well, you can talk to Barty, but I think he's dying.
Florg.
Gah. Gah.
Florg.
Gah.
Gah.
Hi.
Florg, it's nice to have you here, but I'm sorry. This is a base that is closed off to other life forms unless invited inside, and you have just appeared out of nowhere.
Well, yeah, there's a ship orbiting the planet. I was just talking about it with your delightfully sounding friend over here.
Yeah, but how do you know about this ship? I mean, it's not coming in on any of our tracking software.
Oh, no. It's my job to know about the ship.
Well, I think we should trust him. He sounds like a great guy.
Well, maybe it's Captain. you know, in our ship. It's around the...
I don't know, Bob. It seems a little strange to me.
Does this ship have, like, missiles and lasers?
Well, it's hard to... Yes!
Oh, no!
Is it, wait, friend or foe?
Well, here's the thing. So the Volcarians think this is their planet, and they've, shone their red light on the planet, which means that everyone on the planet is... I'm so sorry. Dead?
Oh! Son of a...
Again?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, this is confusing. No, I'm so sorry. Okay, so there's this war game that they're playing, and they're like, oh, this planet's ours, pew, pew. And now everyone on the planet is, well, if I had hands, I'd make an air sign here. Dead?
Okay,
oh, like they're not really dead. They're just like, for the sake of the records, they're dead. So I just came here through the pond to let you know that you're, according to the Volcarians, dead.
Wait, we're dead?
What?
Well, no, you're not really dead. It's just that they don't...
Are you a referee?
Yes! He gets it!
Okay.
Oh, oh, it's like when we played that laser tag game.
This seems far more dangerous.
Do you have to go to the bathroom?
I can wait if you need to take care of something.
So wait, this isn't like a competition then?
Yeah, so they're at war with the Illyrians, but the Volcarians are like, this is our planet, boo-boo. So like, there you go.
So did we win?
Are these fake people?
No, we're dead. We're dead. Okay, so how long till we...
Are you a Volcarian?
No.
Are you an Illyrian?
No, I am a robot.
So you're, really sorry. Friendly fire, I guess?
Man, I hate losing. This blows.
Sorry. But you're not dead.
I don't understand this concept. I don't understand this concept. What? We just have to lie down and play dead so when they come over, they're like, pew, pew, pew.
No. Like, I'm just here to referee. Huh. So I'm just here to let you know that, is there anyone else on this planet?
Well, one of us is dying, so I guess... They're okay, right? They're almost dead.
But they're not really dead, because this is a war game. I thought you were getting it.
I thought I was, too.
Okay, so if this is a game, and currently as dead people, I assume that's losing.
Oh, big time.
Is there a way that we could cheat to win?
Are you one of the two species at war?
No, but if we blow up that ship up there, then I feel like that's like at least 15 points.
Yeah, what if we just, take them out?
Wait, we're gonna suit up?
I think we gotta suit up. I think we gotta take them out.
Is there like an action montage about to happen? I don't understand what's happening.
We're about to suit up and fly up into space. You look like you could probably fly.
Yeah, I don't have limbs or anything. I'm just a floating ball of electricity.
Can I ride you into the stars?
You want to ride electricity? I'm not a physical being, but I do not think that's a good idea.
I think we could give it a try, a college try.
Well, have you been to college? Because just...
Cut to the suit room.
Physics alone.
How ready?
You feeling, huh? I'm a little nervous. I mean, these are mechs.
I know. Look at them. They're so big.
They're just huge. Who knows what kind of AI is in there? Could be evil and devious.
We won't know until someone puts their hand on the hand panel thing.
Well, why don't you get in first? Why don't you just do that? You get right in there, Bob.
What? No, I don't know if that's such a great idea.
Do it.
Okay, good.
Just put my hand there. A little activation. Oh, sounds. Okay. Let's do this. I'm just gonna crawl up in there. Bob, give me a boost.
Wait, okay.
Boost
okay.
Me. Touch my foot.
I think there's a ladder we're supposed to use.
Oh, yeah, it's right there. Well, I'm already in. All right, let's close this and see what happens.
Hello, Beatrix.
Oh, that's not what I was expecting.
Are you ready to go to war?
Absolutely.
Engaging lethal lasers.
Hey, look, your gun is just getting me up, and it's pointing at
me. Wait, Bob, look out!
Target exterminated.
Okay, so they work.
I thought we were supposed to kill the people on the ship.
Sometimes that just happens around here. We kind of got used to it a while ago.
Again, I'm just a referee. I don't know if we're supposed to be doing this.
So how many points was killing Bob worth? That's got to be like at least 1 point.
You know what? In terms of whatever this game is, sure, 1 point. Knock yourself out.
Yeah!
Can you just direct me to the coordinates of the ship so I can go up there and meet these aliens and tell them what's a what?
Well, it's a little unorthodox, but sure, dead person. Okay, so you want to go to 7?
Okay.
By 3?
Yeah.
By 8?
All right.
By 3,492.
3,492, yeah.
0.6.
Okay, 0.6.
And,
yeah.
I just feel like I'm not doing my job very well as a referee.
Boop. Well, I'm off, so, you know, good luck.
Engaging thrusters.
Whoa!
See, I'm pretty sure I could ride you up there like that. Ball of electricity, but you just gotta give it a shot.
All right, let's do this.
Yeehaw! Okay, yeah, you're right. It's pretty sparky, but I think I'll make it if we just direct yourself upwards.
I'm sorry about your genitals. This is gonna hurt.
It's a cool. I'm a robot. I don't use them for anything. They're just for show.
Cut to the pod room.
Hi. Hello?
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 Oh boy, did you die good!
Thanks. Florg?
Florg, yes! Florg! Well, it's amazing you remember that, because you're another person!
Sort of. I'm just gonna.
This is the craziest planet! I've refereed a lot of planets! This is nuts! Look at how yellow I am right now! This is crazy!
Well, how's the war games going, Florg?
Well, you're all dead.
We were already dead.
Yeah, that's where it ends for you guys. Again, you're not one of the two species at war, so...
But aren't there, like rebels in any of these games? You know, like the unknown rebel group, or the bandits, or the zombie crews that are in ships in space.
Okay, I see where the confusion's. Okay, yeah, okay, here's the thing. So, everybody in the war game who's reported dead, they have 24 hours to sort of finish up their affairs, and then they have to report to their nearest disintegration chamber.
I think I'm gonna get out of this pod.
Okay.
Cut to the ship in space.
Well, we pretty much wasted all the planets. Looks like we're in the lead, huh?
They're so stupid. I'm just living my life. Dead.
It's going to be a lot of disintegration pods down there, huh? Maybe we should drop another batch, huh? Just in case.
Sound of heavy feet.
Disintegration pod away. Oh, I think that was disintegrating. I don't think that's what that's supposed to do.
Well, you know, we're about to wrap up. I think, day three, right? We're pretty much...
Day three is over.
Busting down the door. Initiated. Prepare to bust. Busting beginning. Busting completed. Door busted down.
Oh, whoa. I'm calling in the ref.
Okay.
Hello, alien scum! Can play war games with this clone?
Sorry, ref. I need to call foul here. This seems like this is against the rules.
Kill my butt! I'm very sorry they decided to come to this ship. I couldn't stop them. They want points. They're going rogue.
Going rogue? But this is like, who are they? Where are they? Which side are they on?
You don't need to know.
Big laser.
Wait, whoa.
would you, crap, aren't you gonna do something? This has gotta be in violation of the
rules. Why won't you die?
They're not actually playing, so I don't know how to ref this.
Wait, this isn't a game?
No!
Big punching fists engaged.
Who's next on Beatrix's list?
Okay, wait a second. Don't hurt the disintegration chamber. We worked a very long time on the disintegration chamber. Why are you people reporting to the disintegration chamber?
Why aren't you reporting to my butt?
I don't know what that means. Oh!
That was a sick burn. I'm hyped. Where's the other ship? Let's take them both out. Let's do this, suit.
All hostile entities terminated, probably.
There were two?
Well, it's mostly fun with computers. You don't need a lot of people. I think there might be three people on the other side. I don't know.
Well, then that will make five.
Cut back to the planet. So, Florg, this is the disintegration chamber I'm supposed to get in.
Well, have you settled your affairs?
Bob, and I keep saying you don't need to do this just because a ball of electricity told you to, even though he is charming and nice and has the voice of, like, a radio host.
I'm giving you my pancake, the only food that was ever given to me.
Don't give me this. Just don't disintegrate yourself.
Well, it's the rules, right? Like, it's we're dead.
We have to lose points if we get disintegrated, though.
You don't have points.
I have one point that you gave me.
Well, you'll die with a point.
Then I'll die happy.
Me
okay,
too.
Okay, well, that's good, I
one
suppose.
Point, one pancake. All a boy needs.
So I guess I just, it looks just like one of our pods.
Yeah, except the opposite happens.
All right, well,
if it makes you feel better, we didn't used to always call them disintegration chambers.
Oh, what did you used to call them?
Well, before that, it was the suicide booth.
No.
And then before that, it was the goes bye-bye room.
No.
And then there was the what happened to him closet.
I'll go with that.
Sound of the mech coming through the ceiling.
Crashing through the roof, beginning. Crashing through, crushing,
it seems
crushing,
to be going slowly.
Crushing, and crushed.
I see a foot. Is that you, Beatrix?
Yeah, I'm trying to make an entrance! Whoa!
Entrance completed.
I thought I'd be here sooner when you were saying all the names of the bye-bye room. Because then I thought, you know, I'd say something like, yeah, or sayonara pod. And then I'd just like, you know, kill you real cool. Took out those other five guys. I'm on fire. Some atmospheric pressure.
I'm sorry, did you kill the other three from the other ship?
Yeah, it's war games. 45 points.
That's so many points. I'm so excited. Oh, we're going to win for sure.
Wait, does that mean we're not dead?
I'm just wondering how I'm going to get paid now.
See ya!
Civilized, starring Christy Bolton, Sean Howard, and Phil Johnston, with special guest Carter Siddle. Live sound by Eli Hamada McElveen, and technical assistance from Mark Nascimento. Recorded before a live audience at the Staircase Studio Theater as part of the Hamilton Fringe Festival 2022. For more information, please visit civilizedpod.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Now playing from Voyage Media.
A naked woman picked up the recently decapitated head of a goat that had been sitting in a large silver-colored bowl. She held the goat's head high above hers, its dull black eyes staring emptily as she threw her black hair and allowed the blood to trickle down the front of her body.
When the lights go down, what stories really stick with you? Presenting Fever Dreams, an anthology of dark genre stories, horror, crime, sci-fi.
My eyes settled on a crystal piece, the only thing hanging on any of the walls, a man's face. Set inside a raging sun. The eyes started to glow.
Now playing from Voyage Media, in association with Seven Lamb Productions, creators of the hit audio drama Tower 4, a new descent into darkness in every episode. Season 1 of Fever Dreams, a pulp collection. Available anywhere you listen to podcasts.